I'm Rona Tarrant. At least 55 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops along the Gaza border during protests as the US opened its embassy in Jerusalem. Palestinian health officials said more than 2,700 were also wounded, with around half of them injured by live bullets. Tens of thousands had gathered at the border fence, some hurling stones at the Israeli security forces, who in turn fired volleys of tear gas and rounds of gunfire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Israel's actions as self-defense against Hamas, saying it was seeking the destruction of Israel. Chilean bishops begin their three-day meeting with Pope Francis today to discuss the country's clerical sexual abuse scandal. Yesterday, two Chilean bishops met with journalists ahead of the meeting and acknowledged the damage inflicted on survivors of abuse and the mishandling of cases by church leaders. It comes after three Chilean abuse survivors met with the Pope and strongly criticised the bishops, accusing them of misinforming the Pope on the reality of sexual abuse in the country. The Vatican has given its permission for the opening of the sainthood cause of an Iraqi priest and three deacons who were murdered by armed gunmen in Mosul. The Eparchy of St. Thomas the Apostle of Detroit will be reportedly handling the process because of the difficult conditions facing the church in Mosul. A custom-built Lamborghini autographed by Pope Francis has raised nearly $1 million at a Sotheby's auction in Monaco. The Italian luxury car maker donated the white vehicle with gold stripes to the Pope in November. Pope Francis signed the car's hood and put the vehicle up for auction to raise money for charity. 70% of the money raised will go to the Iraqi city of Nineveh, which had been occupied and raided by the Islamic State group. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.